Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there's a great analysis in the Wall Street Journal showing that to win, as we did in Virginia, as we did actually across the country on Tuesday, Republicans have to cement their status as the parents' party. At the same time, Pramila Jayapal, the head of the Progressive Caucus, so-called, of the Democrats in the House, says, no, it's the Democrats who are the real party of parents. We will get to that. And we will get to that also with Frank Luntz, who is one of the most honored communications professionals in America, in recent American history. He's one of those people who helped the Republicans who did the revolution of 1994, taking over the House and the Senate for the first time in 40 years for both of them. And Frank Luntz has an analysis, you better pay attention if you want to build that analysis into victory. Frank, pleased to meet you, and I know you. Pleased to welcome you to the show. Especially in the backwash of such a resounding rejection of the Democrats, as you talked about. Now, to take that rejection of Democrats into an embrace of Republicans, how do Republican candidates and planners best plan to do that?
Well, I know that there's an idea floating about a Parents' Bill of Rights, which I would support, because parents right now don't trust either political party. So I don't know if this is good news or bad news, but the rejection nationwide of what has happened in the last year is universal in every community, in every corner of the country, whether it was an initiative or a local race. Republicans did incredibly well, almost winning New Jersey, which they lost by 16 points just 1 year ago, winning Virginia, which they lost by 10 points 1 year ago. There are a number of state legislative races across the country, and the Republicans won in places that they normally don't win. But I can't say that it was an embrace of the GOP. It was simply a rejection of the spending and the taxes and the regulation and the yelling and the screaming and the chaos that we
and
had
the
over the
last year. Yeah. Absolutely right. But that's the question. What are the key elements to transform that rejection of Democrats into an embrace of Republicans? Because if we're going to have the same kind of victory we had in 1994 or the same kind of victory we had in 2010, we need to know a little bit more about reasons to support Republicans, not just to reject Democrats, right?
I'll give you three reasons. Number one, they want government that's more efficient. They want government to do less, and whatever they do, whatever it does, they want it to do it well. Number two is they want government to be effective, which means don't do things that you cannot do. And they want government to be accountable, which you haven't seen in Washington or all that many of the state houses, to acknowledge when you got it wrong and fix it so you get it right. More efficient, more effective, and more accountable. Second is that they want an end to the waste, fraud, abuse, and corruption. And I use that word explicitly because when you're rewarding the people who voted for you with billions and billions of dollars in payoffs, that's not mismanagement. That's actually the definition of corruption. And the idea that we are spending so much when we know that these programs don't work, we know we can't afford them, it's a simple question. Before you spend the money, are you sure this is the best way to use it? Are you sure you can succeed? Which is point number three. Rather than yelling at people, ask them questions. The public is tired of people like AOC and Bernie Sanders calling them racist, calling them bigoted, calling them mean and evil. Ask the public, what is the best way for us to govern? Actually listen to the people that you wish to represent. That's not happening right now. And I think that in the House, I actually believe that Republicans at this point, based on where things stand right now, Republicans would win the majority. I think they would take it over. But then the question is, what are they going to do when they're in charge? We already know that the American people don't like Nancy Pelosi. Now it's up to Kevin McCarthy and his team to prove that they could do a better job.
I agree with you completely, of course. The New York Times, twice today, had mentions, I thought this was awfully quick, mentions of stirrings of a Glenn Youngkin for president kind of balloon, trial balloon. He hasn't even taken over as governor yet, and already he has this kind of enthusiasm, at least among the chattering classes. Do you take that seriously?
I don't. The same thing happened with Chris Christie when his success in New Jersey, which was truly unprecedented, back in 2009, which was a preamble to what happened in 2010. You had the same kind of boomlet. I believe that you have to prove yourself. You have to demonstrate that you know how to manage, you know how to govern. And there's one component, which is why I agreed to do this conversation, is there's something that you talk about that others don't. There's a morality component. There's a decency and civility. I think, and I know that this will agitate some of you viewers, but I think that we've become so mean and so dismissive of those things that we disagree with. I enjoy listening to people that I don't naturally break bread with because I learn from them and I appreciate their perspective, even if I disagree with them. You've always been respectful. This election, Youngkin in Virginia and the Republican nominee in New Jersey, waged the campaign of decency and civility and accountability. They're the kind of campaigns that we can be proud of. I think that that's also part of the Republican success in 2022, is a willingness not to run the way the Democrats ran in the last couple of elections, and instead run on ideas, run on a coherent philosophy that less is more, and most importantly, demonstrate to voters that they respect them, appreciate them, and unlike what Joe Biden did, will tell them the truth. They say what they mean what they say, and they do what they say. That's what I'm hoping for.
And isn't one of the keys for that more reasonable promises? I mean, the kind of promises that Joe Biden made, and he really didn't make them during the campaign. It was after he had won the election. He started these grandiose plans of unlimited spending and transformation. Republicans can't fall into that trap either, can they?
Well, I don't believe Joe Biden really promised all of that. I think that he actually misled the American people. And that really bothers me because I've known Joe Biden for about 20 years. I taught his older son at the University of Pennsylvania, so I've known the family for a while. And I think he ran a completely different campaign than how he's governed. He ran as a centrist. He's governing as a leftist. He ran as a unifier. He's governing as a divider. He ran as someone who is competent and capable, and we all can see what's happened over the last year. So I'm actually agitated with him because I think that the campaign that he waged to win this election is not who he's been since he was elected president.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. But what I'm talking about is the expectations as he was coming into office, as preparing and laying out where he wanted to lead the country, were just so inflated, so bizarre, and so different from what he offered in the campaign. People had a desire to get back to normal. This is not normal.
This is chaos. I'll give you a word for it. This is chaos. And it's exactly what the public does not want. And it's up to the Republicans now to redo what they did in 1994. I'm hoping that they have a commitment to the American people or a contract with the American people that states explicitly exactly what they will do, how they will do it, and then they can restore confidence in our democracy. Because the one thing we've not talked about, and what scares me, is that there are tens of millions of people who believe our democratic system has failed.
And that we have to get to. Frank Luntz, you're doing what you can to preserve and advance and nourish our democratic system. We'll be right back.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved show, talking about the continuing impact of the smashing victory in Virginia for Glenn Youngkin. And just during the break, I saw yet another mention that Glenn Youngkin is a in the Wall Street Journal, that there are Republicans already talking about the Glenn Youngkin for president campaign. Now, part of this is that has to be settled beforehand is how tall the guy really is. I mean, he's tall. But somebody went back and looked at his official listing when he was playing varsity basketball for Rice University. He got an athletic scholarship to play basketball. And on the Rice team roster that he was on, he mostly rode the bench, but still, he was listed as 6'7". His campaign says he's 6'5". Reporters say he's 6'6". Any way you slice it, he's a tall and imposing guy, and he was tremendously effective in his ads and in his speeches and in his campaign. And one of the things that was fascinating was they broadcast part of a rally, the concluding rally that McAuliffe had the day before the election. And it was astonishing. There was no energy. It was like they had 10 people there. And that's not an exaggeration. It was just the crickets. And Youngkin, you could feel the energy in a campaign. And it's been really a while since on any non-presidential campaign. Presidential campaigns sort of have energy just by the nature of it. When the campaign for governor, that you could see things like that. By the way, you could see it. It was palpable when Ronald Reagan ran for governor the first time. It was electric. It was these huge crowds and people very excited. It was 1966, a long time ago. In any event, Wall Street Journal writes about, according to AP Votecast, a broad survey of Virginia voters taken by the Associated Press, a quarter of Virginia voters said a continuing debate over whether schools are teaching critical race theory was the most important factor in their vote for governor. And among them, more than 7 in 10 supported the Republican Glenn Youngkin. For Democrats, the question will be, how can they respond and reposition themselves more in the center on education and public safety concerns, and whether they pass programs in Washington that will shift the attention to their accomplishments. Yeah, that seems likely, right? You about to expect that infrastructure bill to pass any day? For the country, the question might well be whether renewed focus on cultural debates that emerged as key to this year's elections will simply drive a deeper wedge between Americans. I don't think it will, because I don't think this is a 50-50 split. I think this question about should we teach our children to love America, or at least respect America, or should we teach people to feel guilty about their country? One of the questions that needs to be asked, and it's one that I've tried to pose fairly regularly, try it with your friends. What is the gain for teaching children that they were born into a loser country? Really nasty country. Corrupt, cruel country. Evil country. I mean, do they do that over in France? What country has flourished through self-criticism? Or self-hatred, more to the point. Speaking of self-hatred, something not that I hate, but that I love talking insightfully about a tendency that I hate. Bill Maher. Then this is just outstanding. Listen.
Here's my 8 words people need to stop redefining. Hate, victim, hero, shame, violence, survivor, phobic, and white supremacy. Comedian Hannah Gadsby characterized Dave Chappelle's controversial Netflix special as hate speech dog whistling. Well, dog whistle refers to when someone puts things in code because they're afraid to come out and say what they really think. That's what you get from Dave Chappelle? He's afraid to say what he really thinks. Not hate speech, just because you disagree with it, nor is it phobic. Phobic comes from the Greek word for something one fears irrationally, like spiders or germs. But now is used as a suffix for anything you just don't like. I don't like bowling. I'm not bowling phobic. And if I talk about how wrong I think it is to force women to wear a beekeeper suit all day, that's not being Islamophobic. I just don't like it. And I bet they don't either.
And then the next word on his list, violence. It's been redefined. Listen.
Violence is when it hurts. It usually involves leaving a mark of some kind. Of course, innumerable things can lead to violence, but I'm sorry, you can't take that word and use it for stuff that's just scary to you or just verbal, which is something I literally learned in kindergarten. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but if you don't know how that one ends, you need to repeat kindergarten. Social justice warriors who are fond of governing by hashtag like to say silence is violence. And we know that because it rhymes?
Actually, I have seen in my neighborhood silence is violence signs. which means that one of my grandchildren is not violent at all because she's very rarely silent. But what a surprise that is. In any event, he goes on, and it is so brilliant. And the fact that this is now being embraced, I mean, by people who are not conservative at all. The left has simply gone too far. They have, and basically, that is what Republicans and conservatives, and it seems to me all of us need to do, is to bring things back to plausibility, to actually civility, to sanity. Because some of what is going on in this country is simply insane. And that also goes with what we teach our children about this country. We will be right back with more on that. There are still the words white supremacy, hero, and shaming, where Bill Maher's perspective is extraordinarily valuable. We will be right back with that on the MedVet Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Are you insane?
I don't think so.
The Michael MedVet Show.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is optimistic Democrats will pass President Biden's social spending bill. It's worth right around $1.75 trillion and has been stuck for weeks because of a dispute among progressive and moderate Democrats. The president wrapped up his trip to Europe this week by attending the COP26 UN Climate Conference in Glasgow, Scotland. Biden promising the United States will lead the world in reducing emissions to 50% of 2005 levels over the next decade. But Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell criticizes that promise.
President Biden apologized for outperforming the deal, and his counterparts welcomed America's new commitment to reduce U.S. emissions 50% by 2030 without single specific on how to achieve it.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, remember it was George Carlin, if you remember him, who was he was a left winger, but he was a very funny guy and a gifted comedian, somewhat of a tormented soul. But Bill Maher, as a, sort of a successor to George Carlin, he did a famous monologue, and you can hear it, though children shouldn't hear it because it uses all kinds of dirty words, and it's about dirty words. It's about the seven words you can't say. And what Bill Maher is doing is a remarkable, I think, a truly remarkable monologue about eight words that ought to be retired. Words like violence. And he doesn't mean that you shouldn't use violence to describe violence. It's that you shouldn't say you're doing violence to me by saying something that makes me uncomfortable. That's not violence. And then he says this about the phrase white supremacy, which is also much abused. Listen.
In 2010, the New York Times used the term white supremacist on 75 occasions. Last year, over 700 times. Now, some of that, to be sure, is because Trump came along and emboldened the faction of this country that is truly white supremacist. It is, of course, still a real thing. But it shouldn't apply to something like, as more than a few have suggested, getting rid of the SAT test. Now, if we find the SAT test is slanted in such a way as to stack the deck in favor of Caucasians, if there are questions like, Biff and Chip are sailing a yacht. traveling at 12 knots to an Ed Sheeran concert on Catalina. If Catalina is 26 miles away, how many White Claws should they bring? Yes, then maybe. Yes. But, of course, the SAT doesn't have questions like that, so it becomes a kind of ludicrous exaggeration that makes lovers of common sense roll their eyes and then vote for Trump.
At least, look, there's an acknowledgement that you can be a lover of common sense and end up voting under some circumstances for Trump. But he goes on to talk about another word that is terribly abused and needs perspective. Listen.
Kind of stuff does tend to stick to the left a lot more. Have you ever heard a parent call their child their hero? What party are they probably in? My kid is my hero. Why? He's six. Did he pull someone out of a burning building? My hero. Look at the way he shares his Ritalin. You do realize how stupid it sounds to imply you want to grow up to be your kid? During the pandemic, everyone was a hero. Now, for sure, frontline medical workers really were and are. But then it spread to civil servants and then anyone who just went to work. Postal employees, Amazon stockers. One day I found myself saying to the guy collecting carts at Ralph's, thank you for your service.
And then there's the question of shaming and the use of the term and the reality, the process of shaming. Listen.
And then there's shaming. That definition has been rewritten to mean anything that suggests I'm not 100% perfect. I'm not fat-shaming when I call bull on the idea that a person can be healthy at any size. We're so through the looking glass on this that Weight Watchers changed their name to WW. The weight loss people can't mention weight loss. Adele was shamed for losing weight. Like she was a traitor to what? Unhealthiness? When I have reported the statistic that 78% of the people who died or were hospitalized with COVID were overweight, that's not fat shaming. That's fat splaining. It's what the CDC should be doing. And this is the essence of why word inflation is a problem. You can try to change reality by changing the words, but you can't. It just stops you from dealing with it.
Okay, and an example of that, and the other side, just to give the other side its due, Ali Velshi on MSNBC was talking about the power of words. And this regarding the transgendered community. And you'll notice how he almost directly contradicted one of the things that Bill Maher had to say. The old childhood nursery rhyme, sticks and stones can break my bones, but you know the rest. Listen to what Ali Velshi says. This is clip two, Jeremy.
Now, it's one thing to act. If you're offended or somehow threatened by a trans person, it's worth recognizing that your mindset and your words are much more dangerous to them than their existence in their existence to you. It's going to take work on all of our parts to ensure that trans people are treated with equality, justice, compassion, and respect. And when we recognize the weight of our words, we can make progress on this deadly issue. Transphobic language is not funny. A person's identity is not the butt of a joke. To those of us privileged with a platform and a voice, it is not too much to ask that we do better with transgender and nonconforming people. It's basic human decency to do so. Remember that sticks and stones may break your bones, but words can do real damage.
Okay, words can do, and by the way, it's true. America could do with more respectful speech in every direction. Use of terms like deplorable has a real-life impact. It's one of the reasons Hillary Clinton ended up losing that key number of votes in those key swing states that made Donald Trump the President of the United States. And speaking of key votes and understanding them, I wanted to share some of what is really remarkable. And again, we're still talking about a very crucial election that may point a new direction in American politics. Survey results of Virginia voters indicate that Republican businessman Glenn Youngkin beat former Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe by peeling away key voter groups that a year ago favored President Biden. This is a result of an Associated Press AP vote cast analysis of people who actually voted and why they voted, how they voted. College-educated white men, people from small business, small towns and rural areas, and older veterans, and made up key parts of Mr. Youngkin's winning coalition. Notably, Mr. Youngkin had a slight edge with college-educated white voters, a group that went heavily for Mr. Biden by 11 percentage points in last year's survey. It's fascinating to look at this. They also asked in this survey, what is the most important issue facing Virginia? Jobs and the economy, 35%. Coronavirus, 17%. Education, 15%. Nothing else broke double digits. Immigration, that got 5%. Abortion, 5%. Climate change, 7%. I will bet people said climate change was the top issue. Went overwhelmingly for McAuliffe. And then they asked this, do you think Glenn Youngkin supports former President Trump too much, too little, or just the right amount? 46% thought he supports Trump too much. But 45% thought he supports President Trump just the right amount. Those who thought he supported President Trump too little, only 6%. And what that means is obviously Trump was not a deciding factor in this election, nor was Biden. People were looking at the candidate himself and what he was proposing to do. We'll be right back.
Several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show. Don't forget to sign up to join us coming up on Tuesday, just a couple of days from now, November 9th. I'm going to be delivering the show, broadcasting live, and you can be part of it. Come in and join us. It was great fun last time. We had a big crowd. I think we're going to have a big crowd again. And participate in the Michael Medved Show in person, free at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California. All you have to do is go to our website and they will link you to it and you can sign up and then you're welcome. And you can also stay afterward for a presentation, a lecture about guilt versus gratitude, America's confrontation with the self-esteem crisis. We will be going to that. And we will also be signing books, including the 10 Big Lies About America, book I referred to today regarding the effort to take away people's Medal of Honor that they won 130 years ago. I mean, it's really amazing. And all of that will be happening at the Reagan Library for free, and you can be part of it, and I hope you will. Just go to michaelmedved.com and look on the presentation for November 9th and sign up in advance for security reasons. The ongoing debate about what this election really means has led to a conclusion that parents are up for grabs. And you could see that in the election of 2020 as well. Generally, parents, if you have kids at home, you tend to do better as a Republican. You tend to find that Republicans do well with that demographic. Democrats do overwhelmingly well with single people. But you can win elections without doing super duper with single people. If you rule out parents and married people, then that's a real problem. So this debate about parents and the importance of parents, this is an insightful comment from a former Obama campaign manager, Stephanie Cutter, addressing the election results. Listen, this is clip 8.
And the one thing that we need to make sure
that Republicans in 2022 don't become is the party of parents. Mm-hmm. Because we need to be the party of parents. Yes. And we are. We're the ones that care about school funding. We're the ones that care about making sure that parents can send their kids to school. Because they have jobs to go to. You know, all of this, we need to own that agenda. We cannot let it go. And it's not just about critical race theory. It's coming out of COVID. It's parental frustration. It's parents being involved in their kids' schooling. We need to pay attention to all of it.
Yeah, they do. And Pramila Jayapal may say that that basically Democrats still are the party of parents, but it doesn't feel like that. Certainly not when CNN, again, this is not Fox News, it's not One America's Network, it's CNN. They followed a big family in Texas with lots of adopted children, middle-class family, finding it much harder to afford groceries. This is why the Democrats are going to have a very, very tough time selling themselves as the party of parents. Listen to 10A.
As the U.S. experiences lingering high inflation and severe constraints on the supply chain, families are being forced to deal with the consequences in their everyday lives.
The important thing about this inflation right now is, you know, there's a lot of reasons why it's happening, but the important thing is where it's actually hitting. And it's hitting things like the cost of shelter, the cost of gasoline, like where I am at this gas station behind me. Gas is up more than a dollar since last year, and here in Manhattan, obviously up more than that, but up more than 20 cents from even last month. And the other thing that inflation is affecting right now is food prices. These are things that you have to buy. So I went to Kennedale, Texas, to go shopping with a family to talk about what this actually means to live in America right now.
Okay, and then listen to how that family is doing. This is B.
What does inflation mean for American families? This is the story of the Stotler's weekly shop.
We have two biological kids, and then my wife and I have a big heart for adoption, so we adopted a sibling group of two, then three, then one, and then we have a kid living with us right now who's kind of in a foster situation.
It feels like money isn't going as far as it used to.
I think probably in June it was about a dollar's worth a dollar, so now that dollar is worth about 70 cents. We started seeing everything going up. Grocery prices went up, gallon of milk was $1.99, now it's $2.79. Well, when you buy 12 gallons a week, times 4 weeks, you know, that's a lot of money.
Grocery shopping means tough choices right now.
We're not buying the most healthy stuff because that prices have gone way up, but I feel kind of guilty sometimes. We can't kind of guilty to afford the really good things that would be healthier also.
Yeah, and this is a real problem for real people. And if you're going to be the party of parents, you have to be able to address that issue. And the inflation does have the real threat. One of the things when you think about inflation and devastating political consequences, you think about basically what happened to Jimmy Carter. Now, President Biden was asked about this when he was in Glasgow, and he didn't really make a great deal of sense. This is clip 11.
Well, one of the reasons why I decided to talk about the need to deal with the operation and the gouging that occurs in some of the pricing of beef and chicken and other things is that that's why I think I indicated to you we're going to look at whether or not there's a violation of antitrust laws and what they're doing. So there's a lot to look at, but the bottom line is that I think and anyone who would prefer, as bad as things are in terms of prices helping hurting families now, trade this Thanksgiving for last Thanksgiving. Jen Epstein, Wall Street Journal. I mean, excuse me.
Again, with Thanksgiving coming up, it's a great time to focus very directly on issues like the inflation and its impact on Americans all around the country. And it's at the same time that you're focusing on the message of Thanksgiving, which is actually appreciating the American experience. And just watch the way, and they won't be able to help themselves, even though it's political poison to them. The left is going to take off after Thanksgiving, and even question the validity of giving thanks for the founding of this country, as if that somehow was a terrible thing for the world. It's not going to work, and it's going to be a great time for getting a Republican and conservative message more clear than ever before. A movie with a very clear message about the Amanda Knox case, except it's fictionalized, and the real-life Amanda Knox hated it. But people appreciated Matt Damon's performance. It's called Stillwater, now available widely everywhere. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Matt Damon plays an unemployed oil rig worker from Oklahoma who spends an entire very long movie living in Marseille trying to free his daughter from a French prison where she's serving time on a murder conviction. Very obviously based on the Amanda Knox story from a couple of years ago, the name of this film is Stillwater, now available on Blu-ray.
She met this girl, Lena. One night she found Lena dead and called the police.
And everybody thinks that I killed her.
The best part of Stillwater is Matt Damon's accomplished performance, portraying the kind of working-class middle American who's often held in contempt both at home and abroad. But this attempt by Spotlight director Tom McCarthy to spend nearly 2.5 hours battling with the question, who done it, ultimately leaves you with the question, who cares? The clumsy script will leave most viewers frustrated by a big reveal that's not just inconclusive, it's impenetrable. 2 stars for the well-acted but disappointing Stillwater. Very disappointing. And I think Amanda Knox, who's working on material of her own now, and by the way, it's different when a family or a character is from Seattle and from Oklahoma. Not lesser, but different. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be talking about a whole bunch of new movies, including The Harder They Fall, the Oscar-acclaimed, potentially, Spencer, starring Kristen Stewart as Princess Diana, and another movie called Bigfoot, The Discovery. Did they really discover Sasquatch? Well, you have to listen tomorrow in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.